Good morning. I hope that any sisters listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that any sisters listening to this has an understanding of how this applies directly to those small areas in her life personally, so that she can prepare for the judgment that's coming. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Isaiah chapter 24. It says, "Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, the world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourneth, and the vine languisheth. All the merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of tabrets ceaseth. The noise of them that rejoice endeth. The joy of the harp ceaseth. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There is crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. The city is left desolate. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as a shaking of the olive tree, and as the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea." Okay. Okay. And it says here, "From the uttermost part of the earth we have heard songs, even glory to the righteous." Okay. And then the rest of the chapter goes back again to the desolation. Okay, so what I'm doing with those verses is giving you want to start looking at these. Don't be afraid of these types of verses when you're reading, okay? That sound really like bad and everything like that when it starts talking about sort of approaching the end and things like that. What I wanted to illustrate with that chapter is the contrast that Isaiah is seeing prophetically, okay? You have judgment on one end, okay, where things are really bad, okay, where he says that the inhabitants are burned and there are few left therein, okay. These verses are like in the book of Revelation, just all these ones that you hear about the end and judgment, they're like birth pains, okay. So they come in small measures and then bigger and then just like labor, bigger, 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 bigger. And we're going to see this here in the United States, okay, that same way where everything's desolate. Okay, those same types of verses. Okay, things shut up. Okay, because it's going to get increasingly it's going to become increasingly demonic, okay? But then you have this singing and this rejoicing, okay? And he says this is the gleaning of grapes, you know, where they're receiving, you know, from the Lord, and they're glorifying the Lord and they're singing to the righteous, okay? So you've got this darkness, okay? Again, the plagues of Egypt, okay? Where you have in Egypt just all this judgment coming upon the land, but over again, okay, where the Jews' camp is, okay, there's light, okay, there's covering, there's peace, they have everything that they need, okay. So what you want to even start doing is, for example, with this whole COVID thing that's happening right now, you want to take a look at your situation. Are you seeing this covering already happening with you? You should be seeing it. If you're not seeing it, then something's wrong. If you're out there with the rest of the world, okay, trying to figure things out, and you don't see that covering, okay, that is described there in Isaiah, where you have all this desolation and stuff like that, and then light, okay, and rejoicing, okay, with you where the Spirit is and where the covering of Christ is, if you're not seeing that type of covering already, then there's a problem, okay? Something's going on. You should probably call me or text me and talk with me, okay? But most importantly, just repent, okay? And start seeking after the Lord with prayer and fasting, reading your Bible, abiding in the vine, okay? Going after Him. What you know you're supposed to repent of, do it right now, okay? Because when you start to see these birth pains, these small measures, like I said, it's birth pain, so it's small now, but it's gonna increase, okay? You need to pay attention to these things. You want to see that covering like it describes there, okay? And I also want to encourage any sisters listening to this, because a lot of times when I start talking to people about judgment, okay, and the things that are progressing towards the end, they get scared, and then they tend to, you know, like it says in Zechariah, like pull at the shoulder and plug up the ears, like they don't want to hear it because they kind of, and don't do that, okay? First of all, it's not smart, okay? You need to listen to the Holy Spirit, okay? Because He's trying to get you ready. It's going to come whether you get ready or not, and you don't want to fall into the group of the five foolish virgins, okay? You want to be the five wise. You want to hear these things and start getting ready, number one, okay? That's not of the Spirit at all. If you do that, you need to repent of that. Okay, not only because it's not, you know, it's not how Scripture leads us, okay, and the Holy Spirit leads us, but most importantly, it's just not wise. It's going to happen whether you're ready or not. Whether you lie to yourself or not, it's going to happen, okay? So you want to get ready, okay? And a lot of times it's just that there's sin in their lives, and there's stuff that they like in this world, and they're afraid of losing it. And just, you know, just repent. Just repent and have faith and trust in the Lord, because whatever this world is offering you, the Lord has got something way better anyways, and you're just deceived. So let it go. But the thing is that with judgment, a lot of times the reason why sometimes sisters, you know, will even get scared is because they just don't understand how it works. And that just comes from not having your footing in the Scriptures, okay? Because if you read them, there's all these promises about how, you know, that the righteous will not, they won't be afraid in times of judgment, okay? That they're going to have what they need in times of famine, stuff like that. I mean, there's Scriptures over and over and over again, okay, where you see the Lord judging the land and His people are covered. I mean, this is what happens during the fall of Jerusalem. You know, the remnant, they're fine, they're covered, they're carried away, you know, they're carried away to captivity. But He says that, you know, I'll be that he'll be as a little, I think He says a tabernacle to them or something like that. But he talks about how He'll cover them where they are. You know, same thing. Joseph, big famine, but what? They're okay, because, you know, Jacob and his family are okay. Why? Because Joseph is over there. It's endless, these things, you know. So it comes from just being in the world and being outside of the Word of God and not understanding how He works. You don't have to be afraid of this stuff, okay? But what you do need to do is start understanding how it works, okay? And that you have to be under the covering of Christ. Your life needs to be dead and buried and hidden and tucked away in Christ Jesus, because then when the Lord looks down, and this is the most important thing that you need to understand about judgment, okay, it's just as it is eternally, okay, it's the same thing, just on a smaller measure here, okay, and it's not eternal where you get a chance to repent, okay, and it's not a permanent judgment, okay, and it's actually really good, like I mentioned, because it actually gets souls saved and wakes them up. But same thing, he looks down from heaven, the Father looks down from heaven, sees his son, you're fine, okay? That's what you want. You want him to look down from heaven and see his son in you, and that's it. You're conformed to the image of Christ. All that pleases the Father is his son, okay? All right? That's why you need to walk in his spirit. Nothing that we do, okay? It's him, okay? So I'll leave it there for today. Let's go and pray. Father, just ask for any sister that's starting her day today that she just cleaves to you all day long and bears wonderful fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name.